Hallmark, the ghost of Christmas past, here to help you get well soon. That's what you've been looking for, isn't it?
What are you talking about? And what are you dressed like that for?
I'll never you mind, Nancy Drew. Why don't you just take a walk with me? There's something I think you'd like to see.
My feet are moving, but I'm not wanting to, I'm not controlling. This is weird.
Oh, Tim, an open heart and a single footstep can deliver you to a brighter tomorrow. That's right. Take a look up here. Look at what's coming on the left. Does this house look familiar?
Oh my God, that's the house I grew up in. Oh my gosh, and that's me when I was 7 or 8. No, that's when I was 7, because that's the year I got the spin art paint set I'm playing with. That's before I figured out that the machine spun the canvas for you.
Timothy, it's time for dinner.
I'll be right there in a minute, Mom.
In the town.
Oh, I used to love that song. I wish it would have never ended.
Of course not, you silly bug. But just like the end of one season brings on a new season, so does one song give birth to a new one. Let's take a look at the same house just a few years later, shall we?
It's truly, she looks so young and innocent back then. Oh my gosh. Oh my. This is unbelievable. Oh my gosh. Look at my hair. These pants. My God, I did think I was John Lennon.
Last night I had a dream, Julie. I saw it. I was singing in front of this band at a crowded supermarket, and instead of cans of food and sugar and produce, the shelves were covered with newborn babies singing to our music. Out of their mouths came bubbles and fluorescent beams of light. All the people stopped their cars and started singing along, too. And as they sang, we got younger and younger and younger until we were all newborn babies singing and laughing. And I knew we had started something big, and I mean really big. I want to start that band, Julie. I want it to be as good as the Beatles. No, better than the Beatles. I want a band that shows the world that it's okay to love one another. And one that really rocks, man. I mean, rock so hard it makes them get off their bottom dollars, makes them dance in the sunshine, mama. Woo!
Golly, Tim, you sure were a dreamer back then.
Oh, yeah. That's when the seed was planted, all right, for the polyphonic spree.
But, Tim, you never started the polyphonic spree.
What are you talking about, Cardboard? Of course I did. We've been touring for years. We've got records out. We just got back from the Nobel Peace Prize Awards. We've been doing it.
Well, I'm sorry, but it says right here that at the stroke of midnight, Christmas 2004, you distinctly wish that, quote,
I never started the polyphonic spree.
Well, you got your wish, and now it never happened. You never thought of it. You never even got off your beanbag and realized it. Your entire band's career has been wiped off the timeline of history forever.
What?
And what a relief. Right, Timmy?
No.
Because
no.
They were just they were just a bunch of selfish children to drag behind you all the time.
What? No, I was angry. I didn't mean that. No.
You were angry. Well, you did it.
Oh. But I didn't mean it.
What? What is that? Oh, goodness. Your time's up. I gotta go.
No, where are you going?
I gotta go.
No, wait. What do you mean? Just tell me that.
I'm showing cast all week. What's him?
My
what,
feet.
Your solo
what,
career.
What have you done to my feet? Wait. Where are you going?
Oh, and Tim.
Yeah.
Just remember, caring and sharing are like the leaves of a petunia. See you, greetings.
Alone again in sheer confusion. Could it be his mind Tim's losing? No polyphonics recreated. No albums albumed. No tour dates dated. It couldn't be. There's no logic to it. He paces its round. He must think through it. Until he's interrupted once again by what looks like RoboCop's robo-girlfriend.